Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。A shipment of cultural relics cleared customs today, the last stop on their journey to the National Exhibition and Convention Center for the CIIE. This is the second year the CIIE will feature a section for art. 张月finds out more.
Employees at the Waigaoqiao bonded area of the Shanghai Free Trade Zone were carefully checking and examining 43 pieces that will be on display at this year's CIIE. They have a combined value of 316 million yuan and include rare pieces by Xu Beihong, Zhang Daqian, Qi Baishi, and French painter Pierre Bonnard. During the CIIE, the import duty and value-added tax is waived.And the sales tax is just 14.13% on up to 5 items for overseas exhibitors selling artworks, collectibles, and antiquities.
We will work with different departments to make sure these exhibits are properly transported and displayed at the CIIE venue. We will also making sure the tax-free policy is implemented.
A total of 102 pieces of art worth a combined 1.26 billion yuan have been declared at Shanghai Customs for this year's CIIE. They include works by Mark Chagall, Yayoi Kusama, and Yoshitomo Nara at the expo. Last month, the Pudong government issued a regulation covering the sale of private cultural relics. It includes more preferential policies for those who intend to make a purchase at the CIIE.
The Shanghai government, the Shanghai Administration of Cultural Heritage and other government bodies have been introducing preferential policies, which has boosted our confidence in returning to the CIIE.
Purchase intent agreements were registered for 41 artworks at last year's CIIE. They have a combined value of more than 760 million yuan.
China Eastern Airlines said yesterday that it will receive its first C919, a domestically developed narrow-body jetliner, in mid-December and become the first carrier in the world to operate the aircraft. China Eastern purchased 5 C919s. It's the first trunk jetliner developed by a Chinese company in accordance with international airworthiness standards. Development of the C919 began in 2008.Production of the first prototype began in December 2011 and was completed in 2015. The plane averages 160 seats and has a range of up to 5,500 kilometers. Its maiden test flight was completed in 2017 and it obtained air certification last month. Rishi Sunak yesterday delivered his first speech as the United Kingdom's new Prime Minister outside Downing Street.He said he would restore trust, rebuild confidence, and lead the country through a profound economic crisis. Lei Shuren has more.
Sunak's leadership was confirmed when he met King Charles III at Buckingham Palace and was invited to form a government by the new monarch. Speaking outside his official Downing Street residence, Sunak praised the ambition of his predecessor Liz Truss to reignite economic growth, but acknowledged mistakes had been made.
And I have been elected...as leader of my party and your Prime Minister, in part, to fix them. And that work begins immediately.
Sunak removed about a dozen members of Truss government but kept several senior figures in place, including Foreign Secretary James Cleverly and Defense Secretary Ben Wallace. He also restored Dominic Raab to the post of Deputy Prime Minister.A Downing Street spokesperson said Sunak spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden last night, and they are set to meet in person at the upcoming G20 summit in Indonesia. Sunak was tasked with taming an economic crisis that has left the country's finances in a precarious state and millions struggling to pay their food and energy bills.
Produce a credible fiscal plan next week.Underpin it with tax rises and get his party to agree to put through parliament, and spending plans that can actually be delivered on the ground.
Britain's inflation rate rose to a 40-year high of 10.1% in September. Soaring prices for food were the biggest driver behind the latest cost of living increase, with an annual rise of almost 15%, the fastest jump since 1980.